This meeting is being recorded.
Very good. Well, let's have a word of prayer, and we'll try to make the recording worthwhile.
我们来祷告，我们试图让那个录音呢变得好。
Lord, we want to thank you again for the Lord Jesus Christ and for all the blessings that flow from him.
也主要我们再次要感谢您，感谢我们的主耶稣基督，也感谢所有的神的赐福通过主耶稣基督给我们的。
And so, Lord, we turn again to the Word of God this afternoon.
也主要我们今天下午再次转向神的话。
And we acknowledge that we will find in it the blessings of God. Lord, help us to understand, to get the blessings of God clearly in our minds and then into our hearts.
也主要我们知道在圣经里有很多神的赐福，我们帮助我们，帮助我们得到神的赐福，从我们的思维里一直到我们的心里。
Lord, you have promised to be our teacher. We pray that you will do that this afternoon.
对主啊，您应许您会做我们的老师，所以我们祈求这些今天下午您这么做。
Give me wisdom to speak the right words for your glory.
你给我那个正确的话语去讲出来，给您带来荣耀。
And lead and guide in any discussion that might be included.
也求您引导或者领导和引导我们可能有的谈话。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name and for his sake.
我们呢也为了主的缘故向您献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. Well, 1 John is our consideration this afternoon.
约翰一书，这是今天我们要学习的。
And we finished last week looking at verses 3 and 4, which outline why John wrote this wonderful epistle.
我们上个星期结束在3节和4节，4节就是说明了为什么约翰要写这本书。
Now Vic was asking how old John was.When he wrote this epistle.
那我刚才问那个问题就是说当约翰写这封书信的时候他有多大年龄。
And the Bible doesn't tell us, but we presume that the wisdom of Bible scholars is there. Probably this was written when he was an older man.
当那个圣经并没告诉我他当时有多大，但是呢，圣经里写这本圣经及这个我们能看到的智慧，当时约翰应该年龄已经很大了。
Old enough for him to have observed much of the truth of God in the lives of himself and others for many years.
他那个因为他足够的脑，所以他有足够的智慧来去观察，在人生中还在其他的一些事情中，在他观察中看观察到的神的真理。
In verse 4 he says, we write this to make your joy complete. So, John is saying, I'm writing to Christians, and I'm writing to Christians so that they can haveFullness of joy.
第四节说呢，我们将这些写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。实际上，使徒约翰在这里讲到的是，我写信给你们，让这些基督徒们都充满喜乐。
I think it's true that some Christians have happier lives, live more in the joy of the Lord than others.
因为我认为呢，这个也是个事实。我们相信呢，有些基督徒呢，他们在主内的喜乐比其他的基督徒多。
And so, what's going to come in this book is going to be teaching us to have the joy of the Lord, to reach out to get the joy of the Lord.
那么这本书呢，就告诉我们怎样去找到神的喜乐，怎样获得在主内的喜乐。
And he basically says that the joy of the Lord follows fellowship with the Lord.
他基本上讲呢，那个主内的喜乐呢，是因为跟随着和主的亲密的关系。
The more the Christian is with the Lord, the happier he's going to be.
那么呢，基督徒和主的关系越近，他就越高兴。
So the Christian doesn't live an independent life from the Lord, but he is encouraged to live an integrated life with the Lord.
基督徒呢，我们并不是说生活在一个人生里远离着主，我们被鼓励我们要和神联系在一起的这样的一个人生。
So that is then the background to the first chapter, but it's the background to the entire book.
这就是那个第一章的整个的背景，也是整部书信的背景。
So verse 5 then says, This is the message that we have heard from him and declared to you, God is light. In him there is no darkness at all.
第五节说神就是光，在他毫无黑暗，这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。
Very often in life, there are contrasts. There's light and darkness, and the contrasts are there. But that's not true with God. God does not have the contrast of darkness.
在我们的人生里呢，通常呢是有一个对比，有光和黑暗，但是在神那里就没有这样的对比，在神里没有黑暗。
And then verse 6 says, If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not live by the truth.
第六节说呢，我们说与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就说谎话。不行真理了。
So many Christians, many people who call themselves Christians, yes, many people who are Christians, walk in darkness. They haven't said, I'm going to stay away from all sin, from all contact with sin, from all almost sin, compromise with sin.
这个呢，有些人他们自称为他们是基督徒，或者有些是基督徒呢，他们却行在黑暗里，因为他们不愿意远离他们的罪，也不愿意远离不愿意去远离去接触罪，所以他在他们的生活中，他们对罪妥协。
Now it's hard for us to understand. I better rephrase that. It's hard for me to understand.The simple logic of walking in darkness, there's places that one can go, there are things that one can do, there are associations that one can be involved with, and they have at least a compromise with darkness.
对我来说，对我们来说，我再纠正一下，对我自己来说是对很难去理解的。理解的呢，就是说是，行在黑暗里，黑暗里呢，就肯定是有一些事情呢，有一些地方你要去，有一些罪你会去犯，有些罪你会去犯，就甚至说在黑暗里，你容易对一些罪妥协。
And so the Lord says, don't go over there. There's darkness over there. Don't go. If you do go, then you will lose contact with the fellowship of the Lord.
所以主说呢，你不要走进黑暗，不要往那里去。如果你走在黑暗里呢，你就失去了与神的相交。
God is light.And when we're with God, we're in the light. But when we move to darkness, we have to move away from God to have fellowship with darkness, and we lose the fellowship with God himself.
因神是光, 当我们和神在一起的时候呢, 但我们如果我们行在黑暗里呢,
But verse 7 says, if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from every sin.
第七节说我们若在光中行,如同神在光中就彼此相交,他儿子耶稣基督的血也洗净了我们一切的罪。
So if we walk in the light, it isn't just that we have fellowship with God, we have fellowship with one another too.
当我们呢,与神同行的时候呢,不光是说我们与神相交,我们与弟兄姊妹同样有相交。
So sometimes I could say, listen, I like to be with the Christians. We have fellowship when we're together, but I like to have fellowship in the world as well. So I'm going to go to darkness and I'll be happy there. Then I'll come to the Christians. I'll be happy there. Bible says, no, that's not going to work.
有些人说呢,我喜欢和基督徒在一起,我喜欢与基督徒相交,但是呢,我也喜欢世界,那你是黑暗的,但是我喜欢到里面去,到世界里与世界相交,然后享受一点乐趣以后,我又回来,回来再和弟兄姐妹相交,但是圣经说这是行不通的。If
in fact I have fellowship in darkness, I cut off my happy fellowship with the Christians. Not just with God, but with the Christians too.
因为如果说呢,我和黑暗有相交呢,等于我切断了与神的相交。我们不但切断了与神的相交,同样切断了与弟兄姊妹们的相交。
I knew a man many years ago who said he was a Christian, and he and I were good friends. I thought he was a Christian. We had good fellowship together.
因为我们以前有一个朋友,朋友呢,他说呢,他是基督徒,我也认为他是基督徒,我们有很亲密的关系。Many
years later, we were walking down the same street.
很多年以后呢,我们行走在同一条街道上。I
saw him at a distance, he saw me at a distance,
and
walked away.
在远处呢,他看见了我,在我也看见了他,所以他走开了。And
the reason was that he had fellowship with darkness, and he didn't want to meet me.
这个原因呢,是因为他和黑暗呢,相交,所以他不想碰到我。How
sad. I like my friend, but he didn't want to spend any time with me.
这是多么悲伤的一个故事。我喜欢我的朋友,但是他却不愿意花一点时间和我在一起。But
verse 7 goes on to say, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, purifies us from every sin.
第七节继续说,他儿子耶稣基督的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
So if, in fact, someone has been walking in darkness, what does he do? Why, he comes back to the cross and he says, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I should not have gone there. I apologize. I ask you to forgive my sin, and then I will be restored to fellowship with God and Jesus.
如果说一个人他真的是在罪黑暗里,他与黑暗相交,他怎么办呢?他就回到主的面前,他跟主说,主啊,我是个罪人,我已经犯了罪,求你饶恕我的罪,这样主能饶恕他,他又重新回来与神有相交。Now
that's very similar to the situation you were in when you first trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior.
这个呢就有点与你刚刚信主的时候的情况呢有点类似。
When you trusted the Lord, you said, Lord, I'm a sinner, and I need your forgiveness. Jesus died on the cross for me. Please forgive my sin.
你来到主面前，你说主啊，我就是个罪人，主耶稣基督在十字架上为我而死，饶恕了我的罪，求您赦免饶恕我的罪。
And some of you said that recently, some of you a few years ago, some of you may have said it like me many, many years ago.
就是呢，你们有些人呢，在几年前呢是这么着在主说的，你们有些人像我一样，在许多许多年前是祈求主饶恕了我的罪。
But this verse says, you don't just say it once when you get saved. You keep on coming back. Every time you realize there's a sin in your life, you say, Lord, I'm sorry. Please forgive that sin. I don't want to do that again. And we confess our sin. And the blood that saved us originally is the same blood that will forgive the sin that you committed not just 40 years ago, the sin that you committed yesterday or today.
因为这个呢，我们不是仅仅只向主说一次，就是说呢，请主饶恕我们的罪。在你的人生中，当你意识到你犯了某项罪的时候呢，你来到主面前，你说主啊，对不起，求您饶恕我，因为我犯了罪。所以这个呢，就是说你一直回到主面前求主饶恕你的罪，并不是说是你仅仅只是40年前你说一次，或者几年前你说一次。当你一旦意识到你犯的罪，你就要来到主面前求你饶恕，求主饶恕你。这句经文告诉我们呢，主为在十字架上为我们流的血已经洗净了我们一切的罪。
Now verse 8 says,If we claim to be without sin, we say, I don't sin. I was a sinner before I got saved, but I became a Christian, and I don't sin since. Verse 8, if we claim to be without sin now, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
第八节呢也告诉我们说呢，有些人说呢啊，我是一个基督徒，我不再犯罪了。其实第八节告诉我们说不是这样的。第八节说呢，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
So somebody says now, did you sin last week? What do you say?
有些人问你说你上个星期犯了罪吗？那你怎么回答？
Well, you probably say I'm awfully sorry.I feel bad, but yes, I did some things last week I shouldn't do. I said some things I shouldn't say. I didn't do what I could have done. I thought a bad thought.
所以你会说呢，哎呀，非常抱歉，非常对不起。啊，我上个星期呢，我做了一些不该做的事儿。我想了一些不该想的事，说了一些不该说的话，在我的大脑里呢有一些坏的想法，所以呢我非常对不起。
So which of us is like that? That bad woman over there or that bad guy over there? Which one is like that?
哪一个是那样的？那一个坏女人在那边，一个坏的人在那边，哪一个是的？
And the answer is we're all like that.
当然是我们所有的人都是一样的。
That doesn't mean to say we're right because we're all like that. It just means to say we're all bad and we shouldn't be like that.
因为我们这并不是说我们是对的，因为我们都是那样的，我们都是一样的坏，但是呢我们不应该像他那么。
Verse 8 says, if we claim to be without sin, we're just deceiving ourselves.The truth of God is not in us.
第八节说，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
I've told you probably many times that when I was younger, I thought that by the time I got to be older, I would be a pretty good man.
我跟大家讲过很多次，当我还是年轻的时候呢，我认为当我年纪大的时候啊，我可能会是一个很好的人。
And I'm very disappointed in Harold.
所以呢，我对 Harold 非常失望。
I find that Harold doesn't have the patience he used to have or should have had. That's a better way of saying it.
因为我认为呢, Harold呢, 没有那样的耐心,准确地说呢, 是没有他应该有的耐心。
And sometimes I don't believe the Lord as much as I should.
有时候呢, 我没有信主, 信到那种我应该信的那种程度。
I kind of thought that it would be easier and that I would behave better.
我认为呢, 这件事情呢, 会变得容易一点, 然后呢, 我的行为会好一点。
But I'm finding out that I'm not all that I should be. I knew I wasn't in the past. I'm finding out that it's even true today. I'm not all that I should be.
我呢发现呢，我不是说，是我该有的那个样子。在过去呢，我发现我过去是那样的，但现在我仍然发现，我仍然是不是应该有我应该有的样子。
So what do I do?
那我怎么做呢？
Do I have a problem? Yep.
我有问题吗？ 有。
What do I do?
那我怎么办呢？
Well, the answer is pretty obvious. You keep reading your Bible. So what's verse 9 say?
答案呢就是非常的明显, 就一直保持读你的圣经, 第9节怎么讲呢？
Verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
第九就是我们认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，我们一切的不义。
So I say, Harold, you shouldn't have said that. And then I turn to the Lord and I say, Lord, would you please forgive me?
然后我跟自己说， Harold, 你不该说那句话。然后呢，我就转到主那里，我说，主啊。
Sometimes I say, Lord, you know, I should have believed you more. I didn't believe you as much as I should. Would you please forgive me? I confess that as sin.
有时候你说呢，主啊，我没有更多的去信靠您，所以呢，我本来应该更多的信靠您，这是罪，求您来饶恕。
And what is his response?
那么主的回应是什么？
He said, I'll forgive you, Harold.
我会原谅你的, Harold.
That's very, very kind of him.
这对他那时候是非常非常友好的。
Do I deserve that forgiveness? No.
我配得那样的赦免吗? 不。
Do I need that forgiveness? Yes.
我需要他的赦免吗? 当然。
And what does the Lord say he'll do? He says, I will be faithful, Harold, you weren't, but I will be faithful, and I will forgive you.
因为主会怎么说呢? 主会说呢, 我是信实的, 你不是信实的, 但是我是信实的, 我会饶恕你的。
And it isn't just that he says, I will be faithful. He says, I will be just. So it isn't just that he's kind. But the fact that he gives me, forgives me, is justice. It's what God gave me when the blood was shed. It was shed for all my past sins and my present sins.
那这个呢，主不光说呢，他是信实的，同样呢，他是公义的，他不光是良善的，他是公义的，因为他跟我们讲说，他在为我们所流的血，不光是为了我们过去的罪，也是为现在的罪。
Why does he forgive me?
为什么他要饶恕呢？
Answer so that I can have fellowship with him and that I can have fellowship with the other Christians. He forgives me in order to restore me to fellowship.
答案呢就是呢，他赦免了我的罪呢，就我和主会相交，然后呢和其他的弟兄姊妹也有相交。这样的话呢，他恢复了我和
And what does his forgiveness effect in my life? It affects purity. That's verse 9. He will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
那么这个他饶恕我们的效果是什么呢？效果就是说他首先呢洗净了我们，他赦免了我们的罪，洗净了我们的一切的不义。
All right, so it's actually very, very wonderful.
对你呢，实际上呢是非常非常的奇妙。
Now some of you have memorized that verse, 1 John 1:9.
有些人呢背下呢约翰一书的一章九节。
And if you haven't memorized it, you just go ahead and you do memorize it. It's a good verse.
如果你还没有背下这段经文，我建议你去背下这段经文，是很好的一节经文。
Usually, that verse is quoted by Christians when they think of someone who is not a Christian, he needs to be saved, he needs his sins forgiven. They say to him, that verse says, your sins can be forgiven, you come and do that.
通常呢，这些人呢，这些经文被基督徒来引用去跟那些不是基督徒的人，跟他们说呢，你的罪需要得到赦免，所以你来到主面前，主的面前，你的罪会得到赦免，你会成为基督徒。
But that verse is written primarily to Christians, isn't it?
但这一节经文呢，主要是写给基督徒的，是不是？
It's not just a non-Christian, it's the Christian who's got to remember that he must confess his sins in order that there be forgiveness, a restoration of fellowship, and...restoration of joy, that's what it's all about.
因为这句经文呢不光是说是是个非基督徒，但现在特别是基督徒，当那些已经是基督徒的时候呢，他们呢犯了罪以后呢，他们需要来到主面前，他们与主的亲密关系需要得到恢复，同样是要恢复他们在主内的喜乐，是不是？
Now, if you sin, then your sin breaks the fellowship with God, and it breaks the fellowship with your brother, your sister, and it breaks the joy in your own life.
这个呢，如果你犯的罪呢，你不光是破坏了你和主之间的相交，也破坏了你和弟兄姊妹之间的相交，甚至让你的人生失去了喜乐。
Therefore, don't sin.
因此呢，不要犯罪。
And if you do, you confess the sin to restore fellowship with the Father and His people and joy in your own life.
如果你真的犯了罪呢，你到主面前认你的罪，认了你的罪呢，你就会恢复你和天上的父还有的主啊，还有我们弟兄姊妹之间的关系，你也重新会获得喜乐。
You know, some people might say, I'm a Christian. I've been a Christian for many years, and you know what? I have not sinned.
有些人说呢，我是一个基督徒，我已经成为基督徒很多年了。你知道为什么吗？因为我从来不犯罪。
I met a man at my door here couple of years ago, and he told me that he doesn't sin anymore, no more sin.
我以前呢，很多年前我在我的家门口碰到一个人，他告诉我说呢，他不再犯罪了，在他人生里没有罪。
I said to him, you know, if that's the case, you're the first man I've ever met who has absolutely no sin. He just smiled and said, yep, everything's fine.
我跟他说呢，如果这是这样的话，你就是我第一个碰到的人生里从来没有犯过罪的人，就是从来再没有罪的人。那个人很得意说，是，我的人生就是这样的，一切都很好。
What's verse 10 say?If we claim we have not sinned, we make God out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives.
那第十节怎么说的呢? 我们若说自己没有犯过罪, 便是以神为说谎的, 他的道也不在我们心里了。
So what did I say to the man at the door?
那我对那个在门口的人说了什么呢?
I said, listen, you're in deep trouble, mister. God's word has no place in your life. You say you do not sin.
因为我跟他说呢,先生,你有大麻烦呢,因为神的道呢,已经不在你心里了,因为你说呢,你从来没有犯过罪。
So basically, John is saying here, don't run away from these truths. Every one of us need to remember where we are, what we have done, and how we fall short of the word of God, the truth of God.
因为这里基本上呢,约翰说呢,你不要逃避这些话,因为呢,在我们的人生里,我们需要这些话,需要时常听这样的真理,因为我们所有的人都亏缺了神的荣耀。
So now, chapter 2. And go ahead.
Yeah, 第二章.
There's no change of thought. The logic flow of chapter 1 carries right on into chapter 2.
这逻辑呢,并没有变化. 这个第一章的逻辑呢,延续到了第二章.
And so he says, my dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father on our behalf, Jesus Christ, the righteous one.
第一节说,我小子们呢,我将这些话写给你们,是要叫你们不犯罪,若有人犯罪,在父那里,我们有一位忠保,那就是那义者耶稣基督。
All right, so the whole objective of what John is writing is don't sin. The tempter says it's only a little sin. It's just for a little while. Yeah, you can get away with it. You don't need to. And the tempter will give you all kinds of reasons why you might sin.
这个约翰写这本书的目的呢，就是让我们不要犯罪，但是呢，诱惑者说呢，没关系，就是一点点的罪，一点点罪你犯一下也没关系。那些诱惑者通常呢，他说你没关系，你就犯罪，但是约翰告诉我们不要犯罪。And so
John is saying, don't do that, don't listen to him, don't sin. That's why he's writing it. Don't sin. You used to sin? Yes. You trusted the Lord as your Savior, and you said, I don't want to sin. You continue to fall a little. You do something wrong. Don't continue. Say no. It's wrong.
因为那个约翰呢说呢,不要听那个诱惑者的,你不要犯罪。你犯过罪吗?是,你犯过。但是呢,你的罪已经得到赦免了。所以呢,你以后你不要犯罪,不要听他的,你犯呢,就要离罪远远的。
But then the line is, remember, if anyone does sin, we have an advocate or a lawyer arguing on our behalf, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. And so he is with us even when we do things that are bad.
我们有一位忠保，也就是有一位律师在那里，那就是义者耶稣基督。所以呢，我们犯了罪呢，有一位义者，就是忠保啊，律师为我们说情。就算是我们犯错的时候，主耶稣基督仍然和我们在一起。Don't
sin, but if you do sin, you go back to Jesus again for the same forgiveness he gave you when you trusted him in the first place.
因为你不要去犯罪，如果你真的犯了罪以后呢，你就再次回到主耶稣基督面前，就像他第一次饶恕你的罪一样，那样，他饶恕你的罪，他会饶恕你的。
All right, verse 2. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
第二节说呢，他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。
All right, now you'll remember that in the tabernacle and temple worship, the high priest went into the holy place once a year to obtain forgiveness for sin.
大家也记得在帐幕的时候呢，那些最高祭司呢，他一年一次进到那个圣至圣所献祭，为了我们的去赎罪。
The priest went into the holy place. He took the blood. He sprinkled the blood on the mercy seat. Here it's described as the atoning sacrifice or the place of atonement. He took the blood. He sprinkled it there. And when that was done, the nation was having their sins covered for another year.
然后呢，那个最高祭司呢，他进入至圣所，然后把那个血呢洒在那个施恩宝座上面。他一年做一次，他这么做呢，就是进去。进去他这么做呢，以后呢，那个整个国家的罪在下一年呢就被遮盖了。
So when Jesus died on the cross, he took his own blood into the holy place of God, and his blood was sprinkled there, and he became the atoning sacrifice for all our sin, the past sin and even the present sin of yesterday and today.
这个呢，当主耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上的时候呢， 他所流出的血呢，在至圣所里呢，也现在神的宝座上给我们的做了罪，做了挽回祭。这样呢，他不但是那种洒的血，为了在十字架洒的血，饶恕了我们过去的罪，也饶恕了我们昨天犯的罪，甚至今天犯的罪。
So sometimes people say to me, Harold, you say that you trusted the Lord as your Savior way back when you were a little boy. Is that really true? Did that really work?
有些人跟我说呢，Harold呢，你告诉我，你在很小的时候呢，就接受了主耶稣基督为你的个人救主，那个是真的吗？那个真的是有用吗？
And I sometimes say it doesn't really matter.
我有时说呢，这个其实不太重要。
If I did it wrong all those years ago, that's not important because you see, I did it right yesterday. I did it right this morning. I said, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Jesus died for me. Thank you. I want to live for you today.
对，那我说呢，如果我过去做错了，那个其实已经不重要了。但是我现在做对了，我昨天做对了，我今天早晨我也做对了。我跟主耶稣基督说，主耶稣基督，你为我的罪而死，我感谢您，感谢您，我要今天开始为您而活。
And so if I say, well, I didn't do it right 70 years ago, I say, what difference does that make? I did it right this morning. Same God who forgave me then is the God who forgives me now.
那个就说呢，如果说我70年前做错了，那有什么关系呢？因为我今天早晨做对了，一个同样的一个神，他同样的方式饶恕了我的罪。
Did Jesus have to bring more blood into the holy place yesterday because Harold sinned the day before yesterday?
主耶稣基督他需要带更多的他的宝血到这时所去是因为Harold昨天犯的罪以前犯的罪他需要那么做吗？
No, the blood of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ was sufficient to cover all my sins from way back before I was a Christian up until today and even if I sin tomorrow, same blessing from the same blood that was shed.
这个呢，主耶稣基督不用再带更多的血去至圣所了，因为他为我们所流的血已经足够的去为了孩儿的过去的罪、前面的罪，甚至今天的罪，甚至明天我可能要犯的罪。
So it's thrilling. The book of Hebrews makes it abundantly clear. Jesus only had to die once for all my sins.
这个呢，这个是令人感到非常震惊的，就是在希伯来书写的非常清楚，说主耶稣基督只需要死一次。
But when Jesus died on the cross, the question is very important, for how much sin did he die?
当主耶稣基督在十字架上死的时候呢，有一个问题，就是他为多少的罪而死？
All right, he died for all my sin, past, present and future. He died for all my sin.
因为他死，他为我所有的罪而死，过去的、现在的、将来所有的罪。
Number two, he died for the sin of everyone who, like me, has trusted him as Savior.
第二个，他为那些所有的，就像我一样。
Number three, his blood was sufficient for all of those in the future who will trust him as Savior.
第二个呢，他的宝血足够的，已经足够到为所有的那些将来要信他为救主的人的罪。
What is the last line of verse 2?
第二节的最后一句话是什么?
It says, he died for the sins of the whole world.
他说呢，他为整个世界的罪而死。
What about that man who heard the gospel and said, I won't trust Jesus as Savior, and he died? Did Jesus die for his sin?
对那一个人说呢，说我要相信主耶稣基督，然后他死了，主耶稣基督为他的罪而死了吗？
And the answer is yes, he died for the sins of the whole world.
这答案呢是的，因为主耶稣基督为全世界的罪而死。Now
there are many Christians today who will tell you that he did not die for the sins of the whole world. He only died for the sins of those who trust him or will trust him.
也有些人跟我说呢，说那个主耶稣基督他并没有为全世界的罪而死，他仅仅是为那些信了他的人，和那些将要信他的人的罪而死。
They say, He died for the sins of the people who trust him. He just didn't die for everybody.
于是呢，他为那些信他的人而死，他并没有为每一个人而死。
And you will hear that argument many times, often very strongly given by people that you would think were pretty good people. But that is wrong. That verse says Jesus died for the sins of the whole world, not just part, the whole world.
你通常呢会听到那一个你认为是很好的一个人那么去跟你说，但是那个人却说错了，因为这节经文告诉我们，主耶稣基督为整个世界、全世界普天下而死。
It's almost like a father who is dying, and he brings his sons together, and he says, "Sons, I am putting into the bank. I'm putting lots of money for you and for you and for you. Each son, there's lots of money in the bank for you."
这就像一个临终的一个父亲一样的。他把他所有的孩子都叫到面前说，我在银行存了一笔钱，为你们在座的每几位，他所有的人，每一个孩子。
One son says, "Thank you, Dad. I appreciate that." And he goes to the bank and he gets that money.
其中有一个儿子说呢，谢谢父亲，然后呢他就到银行去把那些钱都取出来了。
And another son says, "I don't need my dad's money," and he leaves it in the bank.
然后有另外一个儿子说呢，我不需要我父亲的钱，然后他把钱呢就放在银行里。
And another says, "I never did like my dad. I wouldn't use any of his money. Who's he think he is?"
有一个人也，其中有一个说呢，我从来都不喜欢我的父亲。他认为他自己是谁呀？我不需要他的钱。
How many of those men benefited from the fact that the money was in the bank?
那其中呢，有多少个人呢，从那个在银行里面所存的存款里得到益处呢？
Only one. But was money in the bank for the others? Yep. They didn't take it. They could have taken it.There were all kinds of bad reasons why they didn't take it, but it was there.
只有一个人从中间的得了益处，那其他的人呢？他没有，因为那个钱都在银行里，但是他们却不去提起。他们就也不管有什么原因，不管有什么不好的因素，他们不愿意去提那笔钱。但是那个钱却在那里，永远在那里，是给他们的。
So when you hear people talk, and they usually use a theological term, they call it limited atonement. Jesus only died for the people who will trust him. His atonement is limited to those who will trust him. That's not true, and much of the other things that those people will tell you is also not true.Don't listen to that bad theology.
因为你通常会听到一个神学的理论，这个神学理论呢说那个遮盖是有限的遮盖，不是对所有的人，这个遮盖是有限的，只对一部分人的。所以这样的人呢，他们也许会跟你讲一些其他的同样的坏的神学理论，所以你不要去听他们，他们的那些神学理论是错误的。
So verse 3 now says, "We know that we have come to know him if we obey his commands."
第三节说，我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。
Some people say, "Well, how would I know if I were a Christian?I woke up the next day, I looked in the mirror, I said to myself, you look exactly like you did yesterday."
有些人说呢，我怎么知道我是个基督徒呢？早晨我醒来，我看看镜子，我的镜子说，你跟昨天不是一样的一个人吗？
How would you know if you're a Christian?
你怎么知道你是个基督徒呢？
How would you know if somebody else were a Christian?
你怎么知道其他的人是基督徒呢？
That's pretty simple. You simply say, "Well, if I'm a Christian, I'm going to obey Jesus. And if I'm not, I won't." And the other person, if he's a Christian, if she's a Christian, she'll obey Jesus. And if she doesn't, she probably isn't.
因为我说呢，这个非常简单，因为呢，我顺服主耶稣基督，所以我是个基督徒。如果我不顺服主耶稣，我就不是个基督徒。那其他的人呢？那个人呢？他如果顺服主耶稣基督，他就是个基督徒；如果他不顺服主耶稣基督呢，他有可能就不是个基督徒。
When I was a little boy, I went to the park.
当我还是个小男孩的时候，我去公园里玩。
And there were lots of children playing around the park.
这有很多孩子都在公园里玩。
And I believe that some of them had the same name as I have. They were Harold.
我认为呢，他们中间有些人跟我叫一样的名字，他们也叫 Harold.
And my mother came to the park and she said, Harold.
我的妈妈呢，来到公园，她说呢 ，Harold.
Okay, and I came running because I said, I know her. She's my mother. My mother knows me. The other Harolds, they didn't come.
然后呢，我就在朝我的母亲跑去，因为我知道，我知道那是我母亲的声音。那些他也知道我，他喊其他的那个叫 Harold 的人就不会去，因为他们不知道那个声音。
The other children, they probably never even heard her call.
所以其他的那些孩子呢，可能都甚至都没听到他叫的声音。
How do I know that I know my mother? When she calls, I come. That's pretty simple.
我怎么知道我认识我的妈妈呢？因为我妈妈叫我的时候，我会去，这个非常简单。
That's what the Christian life is all about.
这就是我们所有的基督徒的人生的一切。
All right, verse 4. The man who says, I know him, but does not do what he commands is a liar.
第四节说呢
is not in him.
意思就是若人若说我认识他，却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎的，真理也不在他心里了。
I spoke to my friend several years ago.
几年前我跟我那个朋友说话。
I said to him, Bob, how are you in your relationship with the Lord? Are you saved? Are you going to heaven?
我说 Bob, 你跟主的关系怎么样啊？你得救了吗？你认为你会去天堂吗？
He said, oh yeah, Harold, everything's fine with me. I settled that years ago.
他说是的 ,Harold, 一切都很好，因为很多年前我已经说过这样的话。
I said, no, Bob, you didn't.
我说 Bob, 你并没有做。
I said, Bob, I watched the way you lived when you were younger. We were together. I watched you. You didn't keep his commandments.
我说巴布，当我们年轻的时候呢，我看见你了，我看观察你的时候呢，你并没有遵守主的诫命。
He who does not do what God commands is a liar.
那些不遵守神的诫命的，他就是说谎的。
He's pretending that he trusted the Lord Jesus, but he didn't. He doesn't.He's just lying to himself, and he'll lie to anybody else who asks him the question.
他呢只是假装信主耶稣基督，他过去没信，现在没信，他只是在他欺骗他自己，他甚至欺骗他周围的问他这个问题的人。
Why is that? Because the truth is not in him.
为什么会这样呢？因为真理不在他的心里。
He didn't receive the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior and the truth of Jesus into his life. He just pretended and he's been lying ever since.
他并没有接受主耶稣基督为他的救主，并没有接受主耶稣的真理在他里面，所以呢，他只是假装信主，所以他是个说谎的。
But verse 5 says,If anyone does obey God's word, God's love is truly made complete in him.
第五节说呢，凡遵守主道的，爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的。从此我们知道，我们是在主里面。
So what happens if you do obey him?
那么你遵守神的 你顺服神会发生什么呢？
Well, God's love comes into you. That's wonderful.
神的爱进来到你的里面，这是非常美妙的。
And God's love becomes complete in you. In other words, the love just doesn't enter in to whitewash or to coat. The love comes in to do a deep transforming work in your heart.
那这个里面的神呢，他是他的爱我在你里面得到完全了。这个爱呢，它只不是说仅仅的来到你里面，它在里面完全的改变了你。
So, someone says to you, what's in your heart anyway?
有些人跟你说呢，你心里有什么？
And you say, well, to be perfectly frank, it's the love of Jesus in my heart.
你说呢，是坦率的说，是主耶稣基督完美的爱在我心里。
If someone were to take a scope and put it right down into your heart, would they see Jesus?
如果有个人呢，把一个what's a scope?
A scope is a microscope or sometimes they put a scope into you, Roy. If they want to check your insides, they'll stick a scope inside.
如果他们把一个那个探头放在你心里说，然后你心里有什么呢？
There were many men in the French army many years ago who were totally devoted to their emperor Napoleon Bonaparte.
在很多年前，在法国的军队里呢，他们这些有些士兵呢，他们完完全全的把自己献给了他们的国王，就是拿破仑。
He was a popular man. He was a man of war. He did a lot of harm, but some people said he did a lot of good.
他是一个非常有名的人，他对世界呢产生了很大的损害啊，因为他在发动战争，但是有些人呢却说他是一个很好的人。
And many of his soldiers were totally devoted to him and were prepared to do anything for him.
他的拿破仑的很多士兵呢都把自己完全的献给了他，他们准备好了为拿破仑做一切。
One of those soldiers actually was severely injured in battle.
他们中间那士兵呢在战争中呢受到重伤。
And so the doctor came to heal him and he opened him up and he got down to his heart and he started working on his heart.
然后呢，那个医生呢就来治疗他呢，然后呢把他的整个的就是打开了他的胸，看着心开始治疗他的心。
And the man who was still awake, because this was the day before anesthetic, the man said to the doctor, "Doctor, if you go into my heart a little deeper, you will find."Napoleon.
然后呢，这个人呢，他当时呢，他把他的胸打开的时候呢，这个人还活着的，这是在我们有麻醉之前的。那个人就说呢，如果你把这个心进入我的心里面，你会发现拿破仑在。
If someone digs deeper into your heart, do they find Jesus?
如果有一个人呢，他深入你的内心，他们能够找到主耶稣吗？
All right. Where are we? Verse number five again. If anyone obeys God's word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we are in him.
第五节说,凡遵守神的道的,神的爱在他里面实在是完全的,从此我们就知道我们是在他里面。
How do we know that we are in Jesus? How do we know if we know him?
我们怎么知道我们在主里面呢?主在王里面呢?我们怎么知道我们认识他呢?
Well, number one, we know because we obey him. That's what verse 3 says.
第一个呢,就是说因为我们顺服他,这是第三节所讲到的。
All right, this is how we know him, verse 5 says. This is how we know we're in him, and it goes back to the logic, if anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him.
也就是你说的是我们知道我们是在主里面,我们怎么知道呢?这个回头去讲,就是说我们就是主的道神的爱就在我们里面得以完全了。
How do you know if Jesus Christ really is your Savior? How do you know him? Answer, if you go down deepest into the heart, you find Jesus. And if Jesus is the most important thing in your heart, you'll know him. And if Jesus is not the most important one in your heart, you don't have assurance that you know him.
这里呢,我们怎么知道我们认识主呢?我们怎么知道我们在主里面,主在我里面呢?如果说是深入到你的内心深处,如果能够找到主,那么说呢,很确定的说你就是认识他。如果呢,深入到你内心里找不到主的话,那么你不一定就认识他了。
I once had the privilege of meeting and listening to a few sermons by a very great man whose name was John Snyder.
我呢有这样的一个荣幸，在几个讲道里听一个很伟大的一个传道人，他的名字叫John Snyder.
And I was impressed because I was at university and John Snyder was the president of the university.
我当时呢,我感到很兴奋,因为我当时在一个大学里,那个John Snyder才是这个大学的董事会的主席。
It was a big university, there were more than 100,000 students, and this man came to our little group, and he told us about Jesus.
这个呢,他大学呢,非当时非常大,大概有10万人左右,但是呢,当时呢,我想这么大一个人物来到我们这个小组,来告诉我们主耶稣基督。
So I said, Harold, you'd better listen carefully to this man. He's a good man.
我就说,Harold,你最好仔细听这个人来讲话,因为他是个好人。
He told us the story about how he became a Christian.
他告诉我们呢,一个故事,他怎么成为基督徒的。When
he was of university age, he said, you know, I think I should have a good wife.
当他呢,在那个大学的时候呢,他说呢,我认为我应该有一个很漂亮的妻子。So
he said, I wonder where I can find a good wife.
他说,我想一下,我在哪里可以找到这么漂亮的妻子。He
thought, well, probably... I'd find the best wife in the church. That's where I'd find a good wife. All kinds of other people. But if you want a good wife, you may as well go to a church. You'll find the best wife there.
有可能呢,我在教会里会找到一个又漂亮又好的妻子。你在世界上其他地方找不到这样的妻子。如果你想找一个最好的、最漂亮的妻子,在教会里一定找得着。
So he said, I went along to this church, and I got to know some of the girls. And he said, I set my eye on the best girl in that church. He said, I think she's the one that I would like to have as my wife.
然后呢,他就去到一个教会,在这个教会呢,他环顾四周看到所有的在教会里面的女孩,然后呢,他看到,看见一个当中最好,最漂亮的女孩,他说这个应该是我的妻子了。
And as he... got to know her and got to know the truth of God. He opened his heart and he said, Lord Jesus, I want you to be my savior.
然后他认识了那个女孩以后呢，他就认识了主耶稣基督。但因为那个女孩告诉他主耶稣基督，然后他就打开了他自己的心灵。他说：“那主耶稣啊，我要您来做我的救主。”
And then he went to the girl and he said to her, "You know, I would like to get to know you better. I think you should be my wife."
然后他就去找到那个女孩，他说：“我想多了解你一点，因为我认为你应该是我的妻子。”
And so they lived happily. They didn't live happily. They were still students. They weren't married. They were together a little bit, and they had a great big fight.
然后呢，他们就是说呢，他们在一起以后呢，没多久呢，他们就有一个极大的那个争斗。
And he was very disappointed, as you can understand. And he went home that night, and he said, "You know, as I went home, I was riding on a bus." He didn't have a car. He said, "I was riding on a bus, and I was standing there hanging on the bus."
然后呢，他当时呢，你就知道他有多么的失望，因为呢，他就回家。回家呢，他就坐在公交车上，当时他没有车，他就只抓住那个公交车上那杆。
And he said, as I was standing there, I prayed. And I said, "Lord Jesus, there's only you and me now. I don't have her. All I've got is you, Jesus."
然后他就在那里公交车上，他扎着那杆，他就开始祷告。他祷告说：“主啊，现在只有您和我在这里，我已经失去了他，但是现在我只有您。”
What do we know about him? Jesus had come into his heart, and Jesus had made love complete in his heart. That's what verse number 5 says, "If any man obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him." He said, "Jesus, I love you. She doesn't love me. That doesn't matter. I love you. You are the center of my heart."
然后呢，你知道他祷告以后发生什么了吗？主耶稣基督来到了他的心里。他的爱，主的爱在他心里得到了完全，就像第五节说的，凡真是主的神的爱就在他里面得到了完全。他说呢，主耶稣啊，现在我完完全全得到您的爱，那个女孩她不爱我，这个也没关系，但是您是我内心的爱的中心现在。
How do we know we know him? Number one, we obey him.
我们怎么知道我们认识神呢？第一个，我们顺服他。
How do we know him? Because God's love is made complete in our hearts.
我们怎么知道我们认识神呢？因为神的爱在我们的内心里得到完全了。
Do you want to know the end of the story?
你想知道这个故事的结尾吗？
Very simple. They made up. They got married.They lived happily ever after.
然后呢，非常简单，他们又重新和好了，他们就结婚了，他们的人生呢比以前更美好了。
Well, that's almost the end of the story.
这是基本上是故事的结局。
He lived for Jesus at that university.
在那个大学里，他为主耶稣基督而活。
I don't know for sure, but I do know that he no longer was at that university. I think the university fired him because he loved Jesus.
因为我不是很确定哈，但是呢，他不再在那个大学里面了，因为那个大学呢，把他给开除了，因为他。爱主耶稣基督，所以把他开除了。
Good man, good story. He lost his job. But he loved Jesus. That's the most important thing.
这个是一个很好的人，一个很好的故事。他虽然失去了工作，但是他却爱主耶稣基督，这才是人生中最重要的事情。
Verse number 6. Whoever claims to live in God must walk as Jesus did.
第六节说，人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。
It isn't just that we obey him. It isn't just that his love is completed in us. If we claim to live in him, then we walk as Jesus walked.
你不光光是呢，我们去顺服他，不光是呢，主耶稣基督的爱在我们的心里。如果我们就是说我们爱主的话，我们就要去照主耶稣基督所说的去行。
All right, so that's the first few verses there. Verse 7 now carries on. It says, Dear friends, I'm not writing to you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning.
这里呢，像前面我们讲的几节经文，第七节经文说呢，亲爱的弟兄啊，我写给你们的不是一条新命令，乃是你们从起初所说的旧命令。这旧命令就是你们所听见的道。
This old command is the message that you have already heard.
这个命令是你已经听到过的道。
But then verse 8 says, Yet I am writing to you a new command. Its truth is seen in him and you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining.
第八节说呢，再者，我写给你们的是一条新命令，在主是真的，在你们也是真的，因为黑暗渐渐过去，真光已经照耀。
Anyone, verse 9, who claims to be in the light but hates his brother is still in the darkness.
第九节说呢，人若说自己在光明中，却恨他的弟兄，他到如今还是在黑暗中。
Okay, it's all about the heart, isn't it?
所有的都是讲的关于内心的，是不是？
What's in the heart? The heart is, I love the Lord Jesus. I love my brother. I love my sister.
这个呢，在心里是什么呢？心里是爱。我爱主耶稣基督，我爱弟兄姊妹。
That's the test.
这个是一个测试。
I actually met a man once.I said, why did you leave Australia and come to Vancouver?
碰到一个人，我就问他说，你为什么离开澳大利亚来到温哥华呢？
Well, it wasn't Vancouver he came to. He came to Canada. I said, why did you leave Australia, come to Canada?
他不是说温哥华，他就问他说，你为什么离开澳大利亚来到加拿大呢？
He said, because if I stayed in Australia, I figured I would kill my mother.
他说呢，如果呢，因为我感觉到如果我留在澳大利亚的话，我会杀了我妈妈。
That's how bad the man was.That's how bad his heart was.
这是一个多坏的人，在他心里有多坏。
But then he became a Christian.
然后他成为了一个基督徒。
And after he became a Christian, he loved his mother.
在他成为基督徒以后呢，他非常爱他的妈妈了。
Okay, you can say, I love Jesus, I just hate my mother.Or I hate my brother, or I hate my sister.
你不可能说你爱主耶稣基督，但是呢，你我只爱主耶稣基督，但是我恨我的妈妈，恨我的弟兄姊妹。
I heard the story the other day. I can't remember how or where.
我听到一个故事，有一天，但是我不知道我是怎么听到的，是在哪里听到的。
But the story was about the great gospel preacher whose name was D.L. Moody.
然后呢，这个故事是关于那一个伟大的传道人，他的名字叫穆迪。
And Moody had powerful influence of God over many, many people.
因为那个穆迪呢，他有从神来的大能，影响了很多很多的人。
Through his ministry, many became Christians. Many went to China as missionaries because they were led to the Savior by D.L. Moody.
很多人呢，他们听他讲道的人都成为基督徒。很多人呢，他们甚至到中国去做了宣教士。他们是由穆迪带领着信主的。
Somebody asked him one day, he said, Mr. Moody, why is it that when you preach, people become Christians? Other people preach, and they don't all see people saved. But when you preach, people trust the Savior. Why is that?
有些人又问他说，穆迪啊，那个为什么你讲道的时候呢，就有很多人成为基督徒呢？为什么其他的人讲道呢，就不会出现这种情况呢？为什么你讲道，人家都愿意信呢？为什么会这样？
And Mr. Moody said, well, why don't you go to the window and look out and tell me what you see?
然后他就跟他说呢，你到窗口去看看。看看，然后你告诉我你看见了什么。
So the man went to the window and looked out. And Moody said, well, what do you see out there? And the man said, well, I can see the park. And there's some nice trees, a few cars going by, two people walking along. There's even a dog out there. I can see that.
然后那个人呢就说呢，穆迪也走到窗口，就问他说，你看见了什么？他说，我看见了一个很美的一个公园。我看见了街道，我看见街道街上的车，我看见街上的行人，我甚至看见还有一条狗在那里。
Moody said, you know, when I go to the window and look out, I see people who don't know the Lord Jesus as their Savior, and I know they're going to hell.And I say, Lord Jesus, would you let me please tell them about Jesus so that they could go to heaven?
那穆迪说呢，我看见的是那些人，那些没有信主的人，他们呢，在走向地狱。我就跟主祷告说，主啊，求您让我去告诉他们，告诉他们主耶稣基督。这样他们就不至于下地狱而是去天堂了。
Why did he see so many people saved? Because he didn't hate his brother. He loved all his brothers, all the people of the world. Moody preached in America. Moody preached in England. Moody preached in many other countries. He did it because he loved the people.He didn't hate them. He loved them.
为什么穆迪讲到有那么多人信呢？是因为他爱他的弟兄姊妹，他爱世界上所有的人。他在美国讲过道，他在英格兰也讲过道。他所有讲到的地方，他都爱那些听到道的人，他爱所有的人。
Whoever loves his brother, verse 10, lives in the light.And there is nothing in him to make him stumble.
第十节说，爱弟兄的，就是住在光明中，在他并没有半点的缘由。
If you love your brother, then you'll go through life. You'll be walking in light. You won't be stumbling. You won't be falling. You'll be walking in light if you love.Your brother.
如果你要 爱你的弟兄姊妹呢，你就在光明中行，你不会绊倒，你不会跌倒。你爱弟兄姊妹的话，你就在光中穿行，光在就在光中。
So there's a parallel here between light and love. If you walk in the light of God, not in the darkness of sin in the world, but if you walk in the light of God, you will live the love of God. And if you walk in the light and live the love, you're not going to fall. You're not going to stumble. They're not going to say, what terrible thing ever happened to Uzzah? They're going to say, he walked in the light, he lived love, and God helped him.
实际上这里呢有一个平行的真理在这里，如果说是你行在光中呢，你就有爱，你有了爱呢，你就行在光中，你行在光中呢，你就不会跌倒，你不会跌倒呢，任何糟糕的事情呢都不会在你人生内发生，不发生的话呢，你就有了爱，所以爱呀，光明，光明，爱。
Verse 11 says, whoever hates his brother is in darkness and walks around in the darkness. He does not know where he's going because the darkness has blinded him.
第十一节说，唯独恨弟兄的是在黑暗里，其他黑暗里行，也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他的眼睛瞎了。
Does that verse remind you of anyone you've heard about?
这个经文让你想起来任何你听到过的人吗？
The answer is yes, you know. It's the story of Cain, isn't it?
所以这个故事呢，你真的听说过，这就是该隐的故事，是不是？
Did Cain love his brother?
该隐爱他的弟弟吗？
No, he didn't love his brother, he hated his brother.
他不爱他弟弟，他恨他弟弟。
He killed his brother.
杀了他弟弟。
All right, let's read verse 11 now and think about Cain.
我们再一次来读一下第十一节，那读的时候你想想那个该隐。
Cain hated his brother, and therefore he is in darkness. And Cain walks around in the darkness. He does not know where he's going, because the darkness has blinded him.
第十一节说那该隐。恨他的弟兄是在黑暗里行，而且是在黑暗里，他是在黑暗里，且在黑暗里行，该隐也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗在该隐眼底下了。
Now, the Bible tells us in Genesis that Cain, left God and he wandered or he went into the land of Nod.
然后呢那个圣经告诉我那个该隐呢他离开了神然后到处流浪最后他到了一个叫 Nod 的地方。
And the word Nod simply means wandering.
这个 Nod 的词呢它简单的意思呢就是流浪。
Where are you, Cain?
那么该隐你现在哪里啊？
Cain would say, well, I used to be here, but I've gone over there. I'm going to be somewhere else. Cain didn't know where he was, and Cain didn't know where he was going. Cain left the truth. He hated his brother, and he spent the rest of his life, probably 900 years, wandering. How hopeless can you get?
因为实际上呢，该隐说了，我不知道我在哪里。我通常呢，以前我在这里，然后呢，我就离开了，我也不知道我往哪里去，我也不知道我在哪里，因为我恨我的弟弟，所以呢，我离开了真理。然后呢，在后面的大约900年里面呢，该隐呢一直在整个世界上游荡，他不知道要去哪里。
There was a man by the name of Mahatma Gandhi, who was supposedly a great leader and a great politician in India in the first half of the last century.
然后呢，在印度呢有一个很有名的人，他的名字就叫甘地。甘地呢，他实际上呢，他是一个很有名的人，大概是在前面的半个世纪呢很有名的一个人。
He rejected the truth of Jesus Christ, but he said he was searching for God.
他呢，拒绝了主耶稣基督，但是他却说他在寻求神。
He spent his whole life searching for God.
他用了他整个的人生来研究神。
When he died, he said he was just as lost as when he began.
因为他当他死的时候呢，他就像他刚开始一样的迷失。
Verse 11 again. Whoever hates his brother is in the darkness, walks around in the darkness. He does not know where he's going because the darkness has blinded him.
第十一节我们再读一遍。唯独恨弟兄的是在黑暗里，且在黑暗里行，也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他眼睛瞎了。
All right, so you may have noticed, as you read the book of John, 1 John especially, when you read it, you say to yourself, this is all so profound, but it's also so simple.
有时候呢，你读约翰福音，就特别是你读约翰一书的时候，你会意识到这个看是非常深刻的，但是呢，却也是非常简单的。
I find it so profound that much of it I don't think I understand.
我觉得有时候呢，如此的深刻深奥呢，甚至我都理解不了。And
I find it so simple that it is extremely convicting.
我认为呢，发现它非常的简单，因为它是极度的有说服力的。
And I say, Lord, I want to have fellowship with you, and I want to have joy, and I want to walk in light, and I want to walk in love. I can understand that much.
因为我跟主说呢，主啊，我想要与您有相交，我要想在光明里行，我要想在爱里行，这一切的呢，就是这么多。
That is our great hope and our great joy that we will have fellowship with him and joy in our hearts because we walk not in darkness but in light and we walk in love, not hatred, not indifference. We walk in love. And if we do all that, the blessing of God will be on us.
我说呢，主啊，这样的话，我一定会跟主有亲密的关系，因为我行在光明里，行在光明里是这样，我就有喜乐；我行在爱里，行在爱里呢，然后我就不会去恨其他的人。我所有的那都是有光明的喜乐的爱呀，这样呢，我会得到所有从神那里来的赐福。Amen.
Well, that's our time today. Our time is gone. But by the grace of God, we've learned a little more from his word.
这就是我们的时间也到了，这就是我们今天所学的，我们借着神的恩典，我们可以懂更多的神的话和神的真理。So
let's give thanks and pray.
让我们献上感恩和祷告。Lord,
we thank you for the truth of your word.
主要我们要感谢您的话的真理。
And though it is so profound, yet we rejoice that you have promised us joy through fellowship with you and light and love to mark our pathway and to characterize our life.
因为这个呢，真的是非常深刻的，可以给我们带来喜乐。喜乐以后呢，让我给我们带来爱。我们有爱了呢，我们就可以行在光明中。行在光明中呢，我们就可以和你有更亲密的关系。Lord,
for these great truths, we give thanks.
主啊，为这些伟大的真理，我们献上感恩。
And we pray that in your love and mercy, we might live out these truths in our daily lives.
我们祷告就是借着您的爱和您的怜悯，我们可以把这样的真理在我们日常生活中活出来。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen.